so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. That's where we are. We boogie back to Texas with music from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. In 1964, Shirley Ellis released a song called The Name Game, and that's been recorded by a whole bunch of other folks and used on TV shows. Tonight's show has nothing to do with The Name Game, other than Shirley, Bo Burley. But instead, tonight's show focuses on names. And in this show, we're going to be featuring Texas musicians with songs that have names in the title. And they're a bunch. Some well-known and others, well, less so. We're going to start off with a couple of songs about relationships that did not go well at all. We're going to start off with the great blues man, Lightnin' Hopkins, and his song about Katie May.
Yeah, you know Katie May's a good girl. Folks say she don't run around at night. Yeah, you know Katie May's a good girl. Folks say she don't run around at night. Yeah, you know you can bet your last dollar Katie May will treat you right. Yeah, you know I try to give that woman everything in the world she needs. That's why she don't do nothing but lay up in the bed and read. You know she walks just like she got all the world in her backyard. Yes, you never hear that woman hooping, hollering, crying, and talking about these times being hard. Say she must be a Cadillac, but I say she must be a T-model fool. Yeah, you know some folks say she must be a Cadillac, but I say she must be a T-model fool. Yeah, you know she got the shape all right, but she can't carry no heavy load. Goodbye, goodbye, poor Katie May. These are the last words that I got to say. I say goodbye, goodbye, poor Katie May. These are the last words I got to say. Yes, if I don't see you tomorrow, I hope I'll meet you early the next day.
Must be a cold front coming, south, south, eastbound C&O. And the coal cars were dusted with a half inch of snow. that boy'll drive me crazy. Don't know what I'll do with him. School'll be out tomorrow if that cold front comes in. Calling out to the dying daylight. The shadows of the mountains ringing on the night. Old folks like to whisper, he favors your side in his face. When he gets a little older, he's gonna lead a merry chase. And I'm all alone, it's alright. Isn't gonna wound my pride. If anyone can claim they're alright, so can I. I wrecked the El Camino, would have been DWI. So I just walked off and left it laying on its side. And the troopers found it in the morning, and they said it's purely luck I wasn't killed. And I probably ought to quit my drinking, but I don't believe I will. I'm all alone, it's alright. Isn't gonna wound my pride. If anyone can claim they're alright, so can I. So can I. Ask about you about a million times a day. I got so tired of trying to answer, just turned my head away. Now he don't pay me much attention. He's not asking anymore. I guess he'd probably know you if you walked back in the door. Night, watching as the snowflakes come dancing around the light, dancing up against the window. It's like they're peeking through the glass. And they hover for a moment, then they fall on past.
That was James McMurtry with Rachel's Song from his album, Where'd You Hide the Body? I really like that album, in case you hadn't noticed. James' career really got a boost in the late 1980s when he was a winner in the songwriting contest at Kerrville Folk Festival about the same time that John Mellencamp was starring in a film on a script that James' dad, Larry McMurtry, had written. And James got a little demo to John Mellencamp, and John ended up producing James' first album based upon that meeting and that little slide in of the tape. Before James, we heard Lightnin' Hopkins with Katie May from the album Lightnin's Boogie. And this album is a compilation of a whole bunch of different recordings of his. And Katie May was recorded in L.A. in November of 1946, not to be too exact about it. Lightnin' left school in Leona, Texas at age 8 to travel around Texas. He met Blind Lemon Jefferson, who inspired Lightnin' to become a blues musician. And Lightnin' and his cousin traveled around Texas singing in bars and any place they could. Lightning went to prison, and he got out, settled in Houston, where he signed a record deal in the mid-40s. Katie May was his first hit, along with those in that record deal. Much later in his career, in the 1960s, he was rediscovered. He played Carnegie Hall at that time, as well as concerts with The Grateful Dead and Jefferson Starship. Man, I would have loved to see one of those. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas, where tonight we are hearing songs with names in the titles by Texas musicians. And I'm your lead researcher, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. Well, sometimes a song is about more than just one person and their special interactions. And next up are two couples in songs, each sung by a couple of musicians that are special in their own right, as well as when you put them together, they're pretty fabulous. We lead off with Jimmie Dale Gilmore and Dave Alvin and their song, Billy the Kid and Geronimo.
There's an old story in New Mexico about the night Billy the Kid met Geronimo in a Lordsburg barroom. They spoke their minds, one hand on their pistols and cold blood in their eyes. Billy the Kid said to Geronimo, my mother died young and left me all alone. So I grew up wild, my gun my best friend. I killed 21 men and I'd kill them all again.
Geronimo said, I've nowhere left to hide. The land of my birth I don't recognize. There's railroads and barbed wire and towns without end. My people are scattered like leaves to the wind.
And we're damned as they whisper our names. We're hunted, we're hated, we're feared and reviled by every God-fearing man, woman, and child.
Geronimo said, no, we're not the same. For the harm that I've done, I feel great shame. But I fought for my family, my tribe, and my land. Yet we'll pay the same price for the blood on our hands.
Cowell and the outlaws said goodbye. The road crossed the desert their separate ways. One prison bound and the other to his young grave. One prison bound and the other to his young grave.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying word. Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dusty Pancho bit down south, ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Nobody knows. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose.
Hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold, and so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true, to save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do, and now he's growing old.
Willie Nelson joined by Merle Haggard and the classic Townes Van Zandt song Pancho and Lefty that was recorded in November of 1982, originally from the album of by the name of Pancho and Lefty. And I got that from the Essential Willie Nelson album that was released in 2003, in which they kind of skim off all the great songs that Willie's done, or a bunch of them anyway. There are a lot of paths to go down to talking about any of these three Texans, either Willie or Merle or Townes, or that song itself. And interestingly, in an interview, Townes said that he realized he wrote the song, but it was really hard to take credit for it because it just came to him out of the blue. He said he always wondered what it was about, and some obviously have said it's about Pancho Villa, but maybe not. Before Willie and Merle, we heard Jimmie Dale Gilmore and Dave Alvin with Billy the Kid and Geronimo from their new album, Downey to Lubbock, came out earlier this year. Jimmy grew up in Lubbock, and Dave grew up in Downey, California, both towns, as Dave writes in the liner notes, that are flat. And they have a connection with outer space, Lubbock because of the Lubbock Lights, and Downey because North American Rockwell is located right out there, and they built the rockets to put men on the moon. Both Dave and Jimmie Dale hung out at Ash Grove, which is a club in L.A., and the musicians who played there, including Lightnin' Hopkins, whom we heard earlier, inspired them both, although about a decade apart. You are listening to Inside Poop here on Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, and we appreciate your listening in. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Hardware Store Restaurant, serving great good food, free Wi-Fi, and signature cocktails in an historic 125-year-old building, the heartbeat of Vashon Island, on the web at thsrestaurant.com.
So in the last set, I played a Townes Van Zandt song, Poncho and Lefty, and in this set, we have two songs about loss, beginning with a really kind of a gut-wrenching song about Susanna, who went into a funk upon the death of Townes Van Zandt. Here's Rodney Crowell and Life Without Susanna.
Life without Susanna started when Townes Van Zandt died. From that day on, she hid out undercover. Her Percocet and cigarette along for the ride. She made the bed inside her head a shelter. Each new day a slipper through the blinds. I tried tough love, tenderness and anger, but nothing pierced the fortress inside her mind. The first time I saw her, she threw me that smile. Your angel of mercy, East Texas style. A poet in gingham, an assassin in jeans. Most near perfect woman I had ever seen. She was hardly routine. Life without Susanna troubles me in ways hard to express. As she withdrew, judgmental, a self-sure bastard and a stubborn bitch locked in a deadly game of chess. The upside of my status, a cut above the rest. space. Where life without Susanna is no man's saving grace. This is life without Susanna, and I can't find my place.
Was Lisa Loeb, raised in Dallas, and her song Lisa Listened from her 1994 album Tales. Lisa went to the Hockaday School, a private all-girls school in Dallas that's very near St. Mark's School, where Boz Scaggs and Steve Miller went to high school a generation earlier. In addition to being a singer-songwriter, producer, touring artist, actress, author, and philanthropist, she's created an eyewear collection based on her designs and also the Camp Lisa Foundation. It's a nonprofit that sends kids to camp. And by the way, she funds that with her own organic and free fair trade coffee. It's called Wake Up Brew, which is kind of nice. Pretty talented and ambitious person, I'd say. Before Lisa, we heard Rodney Crowell with Life Without Susanna, and that came from his 2017 Close Ties album. It doesn't say in the liner notes for that song who played harmonica, but in other cuts, Mickey Raphael, who plays harmonica with Willie, he was probably on the harp there as well. Rodney himself was born in Crosby, Texas, which is near Houston. He's been writing and singing songs for over 4.5 decades, a lot of it with Emmylou Harris, and some with his wife of 13 years, Roseanne Cash, during which time he also produced an awful lot of her music. You are listening to Texas Musicians on Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Ash on your Island Connection, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thankful to this radio station for giving me the opportunity to play the music for you. Next, we turn to Crosby, Stills, and Nash and a David Crosby song from that iconic initial Crosby, Stills, and Nash album. Here they are with Guinevere.
Guinevere had green eyes like yours, milady, like yours. She'd walk down through the garden in the morning after it rained. Peacocks wandered aimlessly underneath an orange tree. Why can't she see me? Guinevere drew pentagrams like yours, milady, like yours. Late at night, when she thought that no one was watching at all, on the she shall be free. As she turns her gaze down the slope to the harbor where I lay anchored for a day, Guinevere had golden hair like yours, milady, like yours. Streaming out when we'd ride through the warm wind down by the bay. Yesterday, seagulls circle endlessly, I sing in silent harmony. We shall be free. Thank you.
there's a place I can get to where I'm safe from the city blues, and it's green and it's quiet. Only trouble was I had to buy it, and I'll do anything I got to do. Cut my hair and shine my shoes and keep on singing the blues if I can stay here in Johnny's garden. As the swift bird flies over the grasses, dipping now and then to take his breakfast, thus I come and go and I travel. But I can watch that bird and unravel, and I'll do anything I got to do, cut my hair and shine my shoes, keep on singing the blues if I can stay here in Johnny's garden. With his love and his caring, he puts his life into beauty's sharing. His children are his flowers, and they give me peace in quiet hours. And I'll do anything I got to do, cut my hair and shine my shoes, and keep on singing the blues if I can stay here in Johnny's garden.
Osborne, Stephen Stills, and Johnny's Garden from the Manassas album that was released in 1972, and a lot of the same musicians who were on Deja Vu album of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young from about a year or two earlier. And those of you who are reading in between the lines can determine on your own whether that's about a physical place or a place one goes with the aid of another substance. Before Stephen, we heard Crosby, Stills, and Nash with Guinevere from their first album. That was written by David Crosby, and there's a version of Guinevere that he recorded before hooking up with Stills and Nash for that album that appears on a 3CD set called Voyage that I have, a compilation of songs from different parts of David's career. That earlier version has Jack Cassidy of Jefferson Starship, etc., on that, on bass, and Cyrus Fryer playing bouzouki, which is a Greek instrument, kind of like a mandolin, but bigger and pitched lower. And David, of course, is singing. And in the liner notes, David said he wanted to put that earlier version on the Crosby, Stills, and Nash album, but Stephen and Graham wanted to add their own little chops to it. But I think it turned out just okay. Not bad. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Ash on your Island Connection, where tonight we are playing some songs with names in the title. Thanks for listening.
This portion of Voice of Ash on programming is brought to you by Puget Sound Cooperative Credit Union, where serving the financial needs of our neighbors in a not-for-profit manner, improving housing stock, lowering energy usage, and putting lots of contractors to work is how PSCCU practices community and cooperation, Vashon style.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids' specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Well, thank you to our supporters, and thank you to all the folks who support us via membership, especially. So you can do that. And just go to voiceofashon.org and sign up there to be a member, a sustaining member. So we just heard tributes to Johnny's Garden and Guinevere, and so I thought we might as well hear another kind of a tribute, a multi-song tribute that's kind of to great guitar playing. I'm going to call this a Chet Atkins Ode Sandwich, where the bread of the sandwich is made up of two Eric Johnson instrumentals, and then an ode to Chet Atkins is between the two songs. So we lead off with Eric Johnson and Steve's Boogie.
Guitar had brand new strings, brand new strap, all those things. Brand new picks, both thumb and flat, and all the elementary things like that. I went ahead and took it everywhere I went. Couldn't count the hours that I must have spent. I heard the girl was looking for a guitar man, and I'll oblige her any way I can. 'Cause I that legato lick like Chet. It'll take more than Mel Bay 1, 2, and 3 if I'm ever gonna play like CGP. My legato is staccato, but what I don't fret is dropping any note that I don't get. 'Cause like Romeo and Juliet. If I can only show her, I can learn to pick that legato lick like Chet.
Recognize any of those?
Oh, yeah. So many people in there, and they're so good.
You recognize that lick you taught me?
That I stole from Jerry Reed.
Not going to take credit for that one.
No, I won't. I won't. I steal a lot of my material.
Yeah. I thought you always said you borrowed it.
Well, I do, but because I forget.
That's good. If you're going to steal something, forget where you got it.
That's right. How's your dog?
He's not playing guitar yet.
Okay. I know that's right.
Fingers are sore. That was Eric Johnson from Austin, Texas, and Song for George from his award-winning platinum album via Musicom. That was all Eric on acoustic guitar. And we let off a set with Eric's song, Steve's Boogie. And you heard Eric on guitar and lap steel, and Steve Henning had the featured middle solo. Kyle Brock was on bass. At one point in his career, Eric, I can't understand this, but Eric couldn't get a management contract, so he continued to play around in Austin, and he worked as a session guitarist from Cat Stevens, Carole King, and Christopher Cross, not a bad group. His career was propelled forward by an appearance on Austin City Limits, and then a year or so later, Guitar Player Magazine ran a cover story on him, which kind of helped him a lot, I think. Before the two Eric Johnson instrumentals between the two of them, we heard Clint Black and his Ode to Chet from Nothing But the Taillights album, released in 1997, and on that cut you heard Clint on guitar and vocals and the following: Chet Atkins, Steve Warner, Larry Carlton, Mark Knopfler, Hayden Nicholas, and Dan Huff, all doing their takes on one or another of a famous Chet Atkins riff. It's a fun song. And I believe now that our Guitar Geek section of this week's Boogie Back has now concluded after these songs. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning them up and flashing some significant air guitar on a show in which we have been playing songs that feature names in the title. And we're going to turn now to a really famous song by a songwriter and a singer that I first saw around 1970 at a bar near the University of Cincinnati, where he drank a whole lot of, well, so did I, but he drank a whole lot of Lone Star Long Necks while he was doing his show. Later on, we saw him quite a few times in Austin and went to his birthday party quite a few times. I also had a chance to run with him as Fun Run for a while. I liked his spirit and I liked his storytelling back in Cincinnati, and I still like him. Here's Jerry Jeff Walker and song Mr. Bojangles, done live in New Orleans.
This song was first taking shape about two blocks from here. In the First Precinct Jail.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. Worn out shoes, silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. He did the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, jumped so high. Then he lightly touched down. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, yeah. I met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As smoke ran out, he talked of life, talked of life. He laughed, slapped his leg instead. He said the name Bojangles and he danced to live. Across the cell, he grabbed his pants, a better stance, then he jumped up high. He clicked his heels, he let go a laugh, oh, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, oh damn. Throughout the South, spoke with tears of 15 years. I was dogging him. We traveled about, dog up and down, up and down. After 20 years, he still grieved. Danced down with every chance in honky-tonks, for drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Well, I drink a bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please. Oh, Mr. Bojangles. Oh, Mr. Bojangles. Oh, Mr. Bojangles. Oh, damn. I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you.
Yeah, Jerry Jeff Walker with Mr. Bojangles. And as he said, a song that got its start in a jail in New Orleans. Jerry Jeff is from upstate New York, and he could have been thrown in jail for going AWOL from the National Guard after high school, but instead he traveled south and he was busking and ultimately ended up in Austin, as I said, where he still lives. Annual birthday party was at the Paramount Theater in Austin. Quite a blast. And I think that's when we first saw Joe Ely at playing at Jerry Jeff's birthday party. We are going to head out the door of Boogie Back with a longtime and close childhood friend of Stevie Ray Vaughan called by the name of Doyle Bramall. He is from Dallas, Texas, and he spent a whole bunch of time in the grocery store his mother worked in when he was a kid. And he said that he heard country in the meat market part, Mexican blues and soul in the storage rooms, and pop in the cashier area. At home, he heard big bands, and all of them influenced him. Here he is on the vocals and drums, and his son, Doyle Bramall II, on guitar, and the song, the John Lee Hooker song, Maudie, from his 2003 album, Fitchburg Street, named after the street that Doyle grew up on. Here's Doyle Bramall on The Voice of Vashon.
Oh, Maudie, baby, I love you. I want to know, Maudie, baby, I love you. Well, I've been down for so long, don't know what I'm gonna do. Oh, Maudie, tell me, why did you hurt me? Wanna know, Maudie, 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 tell me, why did you hurt me? Well, I've been down for so long, don't know what I'm gonna do. I say yes, my mama told me to leave that gal alone, but what my mama didn't know was the gal was laying down. Maudie, baby, I love you. Well, I've been down for so long, don't know what I'm gonna do.
Bramall II on guitar on his daddy's album, Doyle Bramall album, called Fitchburg Street on The Voice of Vashon. Boogie Back to Texas. Thanks for joining us tonight.